Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8.38, it's good morning again to Pádraig.
Hi, Audrey. Well, day two of the Cheltenham Festival begins at lunchtime. Nicky Henderson's John Bonn is favoured for the champion chase, due off at 4 o'clock. We're joined from the track now by racing journalist and broadcaster Don McLean. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Pádraig.
We're seeing some pictures there coming through to us this morning of the weather. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing it firsthand, Pádraig. Yeah, it's snowing. Yeah, they were expecting some wintry showers, I think they said, but temperatures got down to -2 overnight. And yeah, we had a little bit of a white, a very thin white layer across the track this morning. They're saying it's going to clear away. They're predicting temperatures of +7 degrees later on. But yeah, it's unexpected snowfall, but it'll probably have a small impact on the ground. They're calling it good to soft ground all over. They're going to check it later on and see what that is, but it shouldn't have any major impact on the state of the ground.
Okay, and looking at the champion chase today, we've 8 runners going to post, 6 of them Irish trained. How are you reading it?
Yeah, look, you mentioned John Bonn, Pádraig. He's the one they all have to beat. He's head and shoulders above most of his rivals on form that we know. I suppose the worry about John Bonn is that he maybe isn't at his best at Cheltenham. He's run away from Cheltenham 15 times. He's won all 15 times. He's run here 5 times. He's only won twice. But that said, he has won here. He's never been out of the first 2, and he sets a high standard. You've got Marie Nationale in there as well, who's an improving horse with Barry Connells. He's the horse, of course, on whom Michael O'Sullivan won the Supreme Novices Hurdle 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Brian, who he's been a little bit of a revelation this year.
For sure, Don. And just looking at the other races on the card then, is there anything in particular that stands out for you?
Yeah, it gets underway with the Turner's Hurdle Final Demand. Willie Mullins' horse is going to be a short price for that. He's got the New Line and Potter's Charm, British trained horses trained by Dan Skelton and Nigel Fitz and David respectively. And the Yellow Clay is in there as well for Gordon Elliott. He'll be a big player in the race. And then Ballyburn is favoured for the Brown Advisory Novices Chase. He won the Turner's Hurdle here last season. And the Brown Advisory Chase, it's a 7-runner field. All horses are trained in Ireland. Dancing City for Willie Mullins as well, same as Ballyburn. And Better Days Ahead, Gordon Elliott's horse, he won the Martin Pipe Hurdle here last year. And he's a real stamina horse. He probably won't travel as well as everything into the race, but he stays up the hill really well, and he could go well at a little bit of a price.
Okay, Don, thanks very much for that. That's Don McLean speaking to us live from Cheltenham. Another high-profile figure has called for the All-Ireland Ladies Football Final to return to September. Outgoing LGFA President Micheál Nochtain told today's Irish Examiner that the new schedule was too congested and had damaged the women's game. He said a return to September was needed for the promotion and coverage of their games. Liverpool have been knocked out of the Champions League, losing their last 16 tie in a penalty shootout to PSG at Anfield. Darwin Núñez and Curtis Jones had their penalties saved, while the French side scored all their kicks. Joining PSG in the quarterfinals are Barcelona, Bayern Munich and Inter Milan. The FAI has unveiled an action plan for women's and girls' football. The plan aims to increase participation among teenage girls and to have a woman on the football committee in every club in the country. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue got more details from the FAI's head of women and girls' football, Hannah Dingley.
We're getting girls playing, which is fantastic. But we look at the research and we see that there is, you know, a drop-off around the teenage years. You know, we want to keep those girls playing. You know, we will create better environments, you know, more female-friendly environments that will encourage more girls to the game. So that is our focus, but I feel that it'll have a bigger impact on general growth, although our focus is actually retaining rather than necessarily growing the game.
What stops them from playing?
You know, if I talk about teenagers particularly, you know, we get to a stage where there's other sports. Some will drop out of sport altogether. Is it because of the way that society maybe impacts them in terms of body image and, you know, what it is to be athletic and what it is maybe you have to look a certain way? Girls are starting their periods. If you come to a sport facility, is there somewhere with sanitary bins that they can, you know, go and train into a sanitary product? There's, you know, the impact of exams as well. You know, is that the girls have exams and are seen to be, you know, often a little bit more academic. You know, so sport is so much more than just about playing football. It's about, you know, their social developments. It's about them learning different skills, meeting different types of people, commitment to training every week. You know, and there's so many different things that sport brings that we really want to encourage girls to keep playing.
That's Hannah Dingley from the FAI. The Ireland men's cricket team's summer series against Afghanistan has been cancelled. Cricket Ireland chief executive Warren Jutram said the decision was taken because of budgetary constraints. We won't be seeing Tiger Woods at the Masters next month. He's undergone surgery after suffering a ruptured Achilles tendon while training at home. According to the medical journal Medicine Plus, it can take people with such an injury between 4 and 6 months to return to normal activity. Ireland out-half Jack Crowley is the subject of strong interest from a number of overseas clubs. It's been widely reported that Leicester Tigers have offered him a lucrative deal to leave Munster when his contract expires at the end of the season. And finally, defeat for both Irish fighters in action at the Women's World Amateur Boxing Championships in Serbia. Dana Morehouse at light flyweight and Grainne Walsh in the welterweight division.
Thanks, Padraig.